He sat agog in the lecture hall along with dozens of other students. Everyone was transfixed by the presentation, but not like young Crowley. As the otherwise unimpressive dwarf transformed all manner of matter in ways that seemed impossible, even for a wizard, the whole class was captivated by his skills. But what Crowley noticed was even more impressive. This teacher was clearly bored, just going through the motions, barely even focusing on his unthinkably difficult craft.
Last time on Mystery D8.
May any chance this adventure takes us close to Lord Baltho's castle?
I think there's some preparations to be done still before attacking Lord Baltho's castle.
Yeah, so where do we have to go? Where's this forest?
You've got to go to the Bargraviek Forest.
Gesundheit.
You come upon a hulking half-orc wearing immaculate armor, a halfling wielding bejeweled daggers, and a smirking half-elf with an eye patch.
I get it.
You find an impish wood elf sitting against a tree. When he sees you, he springs up and asks you if you want to play a game.
Yes.
Are you going to rob us?
Yes. Game.
Guys, are you okay?
No. Yes. I mean, I'm in a hole. I don't know. 87.
Oh, man. This is so great. You find... the herb.
Hooray!
Guys, I think that's it.
That RNG.
I was really just curious what the hundo would have been, and it was that fucking dragon that cleaned your clock.
Oh no.
But you don't find him. Before you find him, you find the thing.
What was the dirty swamp? Or like the field that made us all feel sick? Am I remembering wrong? Was that in the 80s, or was that something completely different?
That's 88.
Oh, I knew it.
A dirty swamp. All right, well, can we harvest, like, a shitload of herb?
Yeah, we should all have it.
It's just one big flower.
Oh, okay.
Like, very big?
Big enough.
Like the size of a fist?
Who wants this herb?
You can take it. Oh, no, Gretchen, you're into nature, right? Why don't you take
the
flower?
Yeah, I have a special kit and everything. All right, I scoop it.
Yeah, put it in your herbalism kit. Yeah.
I put it in my herbalism kit.
All right.
I totally would have made one of the boys do a nature check, but you get it for free.
If I call it fancy herb that we're looking for, is that clear what it
is? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Shall we quantum leap out of here?
Yeah, this place sucks. I like nature, but like this nature I hate.
All right. Everyone got everything? Do we have the herb? We're all good to go?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All right. Should I push
it? Sure you don't want to roll a couple more D-hundas while you're out
here? No.
I would like to... just minor illusion, a big middle finger up in the sky to this forest.
Oh man, that's at me, isn't it?
No, it's to the forest and how it challenged me, how I grew as a person. And then I'm gonna hit the button.
As a half person.
A whole person, half human.
Fair. That was very human centric of me.
Which is weird.
Cause you're a gnome.
Right.
Alright, let's boogie.
Alright. So
you proceed
back
to boogie.
Yeah, we're back at the goblin village.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody mind if we... You know, I've honestly come to appreciate the Goblin Village. Anybody mind if we spend one more night here?
I don't mind. You,
oh, you're gonna steal so much shit, you bastard.
I'm proud of you. I'm happy to see that you're putting your hilarious prejudice behind you.
Yeah, that's nice. I think it'd probably be good for us to rest up here before we head back to Snowhaven?
Mm-hmm.
We should have carved Klaenos into a big tree.
I think you did at one point.
Oh, that's right. I've been doing a lot of random stuff.
Yeah.
And just shouting, this Klaenos gear is pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, you know, that's advertising.
We can tell the goblins how cool it is. They eat stuff, right?
I've already told them, I think.
Oh, okay.
Great. So, let's just, I'll pay the man.
All right.
And let's take a nap.
All right, great. While you're doing that, I'm going to go pee and grab a beer. So, you can continue on without me, and I can hear it on the podcast.
All righty. So, is everybody asleep?
Yes, everyone's asleep.
Wonderful. I'm gonna wake
actually,
up.
Actually, Farron doesn't sleep. He does a trance thing.
Okay, well,
but he's in a trance.
Okay, great.
I'm sleeping.
So, I'm gonna wake up.
I hope you wake up and go, wonderful! And then everyone's like, what?
The Mission Impossible theme starts playing.
Okay, maybe I'll pull that out. Maybe I won't bother.
But I have in my pockets is 95 GP of tinkering gear. How many delayed ignition devices can I make with that much tinkering gear, Samuel?
Three.
Three? And we'll use all 95?
Yes.
Okay, great. I will make three. And what's the setup of the village? How many buildings we got? What are the what's the layout like?
Where do the goblin children sleep specifically?
there's four huts. You're in one of those, and a dozen tents.
And are the tents close to each other?
Not particularly.
Not particularly close to each other. In the hut I'm in, it's kind of like an inn?
Like a shitty inn.
Like a shitty inn? Great. Do they have liquor?
Yeah.
Great. Can I sneak down and steal some of the liquor?
Give me a stealth check.
22.
Yep, you're sneaky.
Great.
Do and I have some kind of ambient perception where if he was loud, I could try to wake up?
If he had crit failed, you would have woken up.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'm just snoozing. This is the sleep of angels.
So I would like to hide one of my ignition devices underneath the inn we're staying in.
And now, are these remote activated or time-based?
No, they're time-based. They're it's like a little egg timer with a Zippo lighter at the end.
Okay.
And so I'm gonna hide one. How many liquor bottles did I get?
Three.
Three? Okay, fine. Yeah, I'm gonna hide one with a liquor bottle underneath the inn we're staying in,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to set it for 12 hours.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go to just another random hut, doesn't matter which one. Going to hide another one and a liquor bottle under there, set it for 12 hours.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take my third device and the liquor bottle, and I'm going to splash as much of a trail from tent to tent as I can. And then I'm going to leave my third ignition device at the end of that trail and set it for 12 hours.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna... What time is it, in the morning at this point?
This all probably took you, 2 hours, so it's probably, I don't know, midnight-ish?
Great. I would like to go back and wake my friends up at dawn.
Okay.
All right.
Since you stayed up this late, I don't know if you had taken some damage.
Yes.
You don't get the benefits of a long rest.
Fine with that.
Since you didn't actually rest.
I sneaked and I snooked.
Yes.
Yes.
And then did you get any shut eye, or were you just sitting in your bed?
No, I did.
Cackling maniacally?
I did. I got a little bit.
So you can take a short rest if you want to.
I don't think I need it.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
So you saying fond farewells to all of your pals, or are you just ditching?
I mean, I'm gonna say fond farewells.
What time is it?
It's dawn now. So
yeah. So it's six in the morning.
Yeah.
Great.
Hi everyone. Remember, if you need gear, Klaenos is the gear man. Am I doing it fair, and how am I doing?
That was great. He's the gear man. That's what we say.
He's the gear man. Check it out. And I point to my swoosh on my cool armor.
Muk thanks you for the recommendation, but reminds you that that's probably out of the price range of anyone in this village.
If you do find a crossbow with this logo on it, send me a note at the Cone of Cold Ones in Snowhaven. That'd be cool.
Cone of Cold Ones at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Tuesday podcasts on Twitter.
Fuck off.
Thanks, Muk.
Thank you, Muk. You truly changed. You and your tribe truly changed my opinion on goblins.
Give me a deception check.
27.
Okay. Fuck. Yeah, he says, well, that still feels a little racist, but cool, I guess.
All right.
All right, well, good job, everybody.
And let's depart. Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Okay. Bye,
cool.
Everyone.
Yeah,
Did you find the sledge beast somewhere? Is he waiting for us? Is he dead? We took so long.
So it's only been a few days. I know that we have been playing this for fucking months, and it's going to end up being 6 months worth of podcast, but it's only been a few days in-game.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe we made it through that whole last run with literally zero combat whatsoever.
Yeah, we got so lucky with those rolls.
You're gonna have to splice in one of our fights.
Don't worry about it.
I feel that run, not narratively satisfying, but from a me personal level, super duper satisfying.
Yeah, I feel great about it.
Yeah, me too.
I was I was waiting for this because we kept getting in so much combat at the very beginning. I was like, we're due. We're due for a run where we just skate by everything. Also, what were we supposed to do with the stupid gross
poison bog?
Yeah, with the poison bog.
I'm gonna take it to my grave.
Damn it.
Oh and pee on it.
Yeah, ironically, yes. You're supposed to pee right in it, and it was going to turn it all blue.
Yep.
Into blue Gatorade.
That's like what pools do. It turns it into Gatorade.
So you make it back to the sledge beast?
Yep.
I pat him on the head.
He nods appreciatively.
Yep.
And he starts taking you back to Snowhaven.
How long was our hike out there?
It was probably 3 or 4 hours.
And how long is the trip back to Snowhaven?
Another couple.
At any point, do I see plumes of smoke rising behind me?
It's funny you should ask that. What all do you have in your pack?
What all do I have in my pack?
Like, you have a travel sack of some kind? What all is in there?
What is in there? All of the stuff I harvested is...
Like your weird animal bits and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, as you're approaching town, you're almost there. There's an explosion originating from Gimbal's bag.
What the hell?
Completely immolating all of his ill-gotten weird meats.
Why?
You shouldn't have slept.
Damn it. They found my shit and put it back in my bag?
Yeah.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
But we're not dead?
No, everyone's fine. Other than the things that were already dead in Gimbal's bag.
That's nonsense.
Good thing I kept all this huge manatee meat in my bag.
When did we see a huge manatee?
Well, maybe you were knocked out, but there was a little bit where a huge manatee sort of lumbered through its natural arboreal habitat. And
it was like, kill me, I'm delicious.
It said, I'll kill you first if you don't. And I said, well, you've left me no choice, humanity, who I called Manny. So I got Manny's delicious.
You named it before you killed it?
I know, that was a mistake. Wow. I shouldn't have done that. Because it made it harder.
Yeah, you're very tough.
I'm picturing Manny Patinkin.
Hang on, Gimbal. What the fuck with your bag?
I have no idea.
Huh. Well,
that's the police. They're coming.
Oh, yeah, sorry. That's my police. I live in a safe neighborhood. It's patrolled by police.
Cool. So many police there. It must be so safe.
Right? What could be safer? There's cops around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I don't know what that was. That was crazy.
Can I perceive that? Can I see if he's full of shit?
Yeah, I also perceive.
I think he just invented something dumb and it exploded and he's embarrassed.
Like it's cinders blowing up.
Both of you give insight checks against Gimbal's deception.
Okay.
So I roll and add my deception and they have to beat that?
Yes.
Okay, guys, take on a 23.
All right.
Insight.
I got a 22, actually, which is really upsetting.
13.
Yeah, you believe him.
All right, well, that's weird, man. I don't know. That's, are you okay?
Yeah, but it burned up all my cool shit.
Here, that's all right. I got some tree ant bark and some bat wings and stuff, and, you know, we can split it 50-50.
All right, I'm down.
Psych, I say. Oh, man. Your face. Your little face. Oh, man. So
he
good.
Does have a little face.
I'm going to use my minor illusion to make it look like you soiled yourself.
I know I didn't do that, so...
Farron!
Oh, no.
I think you need to go upstairs. We're here.
Oh, no,
we need
no.
to go take a bath before we talk to Klaenos.
Please. If you'll touch it, you'll see that it's an illusion.
I'm not doing that.
Well, alright, well, suit yourself.
I will. I will so suit myself.
I assume by this point we got back to Klaenos.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're back to the Cone of Cold.
Okay, great. I suppose... We should go to Maxine. It was really all for her, even though Klaenos is the only person I care about. So let's head to
Maxine. Not Crumb? No love for Crumb?
Actually, Crumb is working on a sweet dagger for me, so I do kind of care about him.
Yeah, he wants to dagger you.
Yeah. Alrighty.
It's like my fan fiction.
I better get some royalties off that.
Nope.
You don't. That's how it works.
That's how people don't like it. Alright.
So who wants to talk to Maxine?
Hey, Maxine. Maxine? Is it an M or an N at the end there? I forgot.
It's an N.
Hi, Maxine.
Hello.
Check it out. And I pull out the magical flower herb.
Splendid work. I trust it wasn't too difficult.
Oh my god, I died for the first time twice, I think.
Died for the first time twice, I think. I'm starting to write a new song. I'm like, died for the first time twice.
Died for the first time twice.
It's nice. It's like a James Bond theme.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry it was so harrowing, but we can do great work with this.
She takes the flower from you.
All right. Well, I guess you let us know when you're on to the next step, right?
I need to work with this for a bit first. I don't have any new assignments for you at the moment, but I'm sure I will soon.
Like, maybe, like, tomorrow or something. We'll figure it out.
Sure, sure.
Hard to say.
All right, well, let's go see Kron.
Oh.
Or Klaenos. Oh, yeah,
or
sure.
Klaenos. Excuse me, Klaenos.
Klaenos.
Yeah, Klaenos. Hey, Klaenos, we did a what I call a good job.
We murdered everything in that forest.
Except the things that murdered us.
He raises an eyebrow at you. Everything?
Well, not the goblins. And we ran away from some dragons. But, you know.
I guess not the goblins.
A lot of stuff, though. A lot of bats and, like, a lot of bugs. And I think, like, a porcupine thing. Wasn't there, like, a porcupine thing?
A tree ant or two? I can barely remember.
It doesn't say anything on my list about a porcupine thing.
I forget. Does the golem count as a kill?
No. That was not a kill.
We did blow off its leg. Well, Farron did.
Also, the bandits. Save that village.
Oh, man. I wonder what my buddy's up to these days.
Probably
Hopefully, he goes on a sweet anti-goblin crusade. Give us our stacks.
Yeah, I'm looking up the conversion rate because I forget what it was. Because it was fucking forever ago.
And our level up.
Who says you're getting a level up?
Nobody.
He looks at his big old list. And
can he read off the list?
You can if you listen to the podcast and read it to yourself.
I just forgot what all the stuff was. It's okay, go for it.
Actually, I should have most of it.
Set it to rap.
The poker rap.
The poker rap.
So there was the 15 wolves.
Yeah.
That fight was sad. There was the bats.
Sure.
There was
a treant somewhere in there.
Man, there's so much combat you guys didn't do, which I know seems crazy because there's so much combat you did do.
Yeah, we killed that treant and its friend.
Oh, there were all the spiders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the little tree sprite.
The Barovian witches.
Yep, old ladies. Take that, women.
Yeah, goddamn.
The green slod.
Yeah, I have a staff. That's right. I was gonna sell that.
Oh yeah. Oh, the weeping treant plus needle blight, which you guys said.
I wonder if that's it. I wonder if we just ran away for 3 straight days after that.
We might have.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think that was all the fighting you did. All
right.
All the fighting you won, at least.
The bandits, in the village.
Yeah, a whole group of bandits.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the bandits.
There's manatees. A whole group of bandits. They're sweet, sweet manatee meat.
Yeah, Manny.
They're definitely endangered now.
Rip.
Got them.
So he reads all of that out really succinctly without having any trouble.
Yeah.
And he plops down 6,000 gold.
Holy shit.
6,000?
Does that mean we each get 2?
Good math.
How much debt are you in, Christian?
This is zero now, baby!
Were you at negative 2,000 before?
I was at negative 1,221.
Cool, yeah, so you're at
700.
Positive 779.
Nice.
Well, I had a little bit already because I had saved some for, like,
she
you know,
was withholding.
Spending money. Well, because I didn't want to, you know, Farron to buy all of my drinks. Yeah. Oh my god, you guys.
Yeah, Crumb sidles over to you and, kind of only half paying attention, just swats a big bundle of that gold into his own purse.
But it's, like, exactly the right amount.
Yeah, because he's great.
Thank you for the shield.
You don't have to thank me. You gave me money. And isn't that all the thanks any of us truly need?
Not if you're me.
Crumb, that shall be referred to as Fang, since it
creative.
Is made out of a fang.
I like it.
It's called Mouth Boner, because it's named after a tooth. The boner.
No, excuse me. No, I'm sorry. Not Fang. Not
Molar.
Fang. I'm being even more literal. It's called Tooth, because it's made out of a tooth.
You can be like, the tooth will set you free.
Nice.
Give me here's the whole tooth and nothing but the tooth.
You'll see.
So help me, Dolara.
It's a long game. You guys are going to have to wait.
I could keep going.
So, other than that poison damage, it has the same stats as a dagger, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
You could have called it Blight Fang instead of White Fang, because it does poison.
Yeah, no, but like I said, I have a plan. It's going to be tooth.
Right, but think about Blight Fang. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but it's going to be tooth instead.
Oh. I think it might be Blight Fang. I think the fans are calling it Blight Fang.
Well, we'll see what our one fan replies to this episode.
He stopped
responding to me on Twitter. I think he got tired of the jungle.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Fair dues.
I hope that Sam just edits out what Tyler was saying to just say the word Blight Fang. So every time he says it, he's just like, I'm going to call it Blight Fang. No, I'm going to call it Blight Fang.
And when I say Almysa, it's like, I'm the Blightfang, fairy.
Want the whole Blightfang and nothing but the Blightfang. So I'll be Galara. Can I pull Crumb aside and just... Crumb, I'm looking for some armor that's going to help me die less. So I think what I'm thinking really is, you know, maybe just like something that'll make me more difficult to hit, I think would be adequate.
So like an armor of some kind.
Yes, like a light armor. A light armor specifically. But, you know, better than just like your standard studded leather.
Okay. He pulls out his like blueprint paper and starts scrawling some notes.
Awesome, thank you. I appreciate it. Let me know what I owe you when it's done.
He nods, but he's only half listening.
Cool. That's fine.
He's devoted to his work, and you gotta respect
that. I do. I certainly do. Yeah, well, all right. Well, that's a pretty good job, I think, that we did. We made a fat stack, and we didn't die.
I shuffle over to Klaenos, and I'm like, Klaenos, I have a confession. So, while we're...
Is it about the crossbow?
It is exactly the crossbow. There was this monkey in the jungle, and it just smashed it.
I'm sure there was.
Okay, I mean, you can probably ask Maxie, and she knows about the jungle. She could. I mean, also, like, a monkey is probably the least weird thing we saw in the jungle. It shouldn't be weird there's a monkey. Anyway, I have these three other crossbows. I know they're not as cool as your Klaenos crossbow, but I was wondering if you would take these as, like, payment.
He takes one and kind of... turns it over and looks at it some and nods to himself and then throws it in a fire.
Oh, shit!
All right, that was 25 GP that you just threw in the fire. That's cool.
Sam, you're all about destroying our stuff this round. All
right, so I have two of those now. I'm going to update that on my paper.
So the way that I see things is each of you proved yourselves, so I've lent each of you two pieces of equipment, and... I've still lent you two pieces of equipment, and if you want a piece of equipment back, you'll have to return one. And if you have trouble finding your crossbow, if you mislaid it somewhere, well, that's a shame. But I'm not going to give you another one.
I mean, I didn't want another crossbow. I just wanted to pay you back for the one I had lost.
Well, it's yours, dear.
Oh, like you're saying I can't get a second set of something else because I lost the crossbow. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What? You already have two of my things. All Why right. would I give you a third?
I guess that works. You're kind of... That's fine.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
I'm going to go sell my crossbows to the blacksmith. All right. And I have five of them. The
blacksmith doesn't want your crossbows.
Is there like a...
Fletcher?
I mean, the Fletcher is just
a... General store?
Is there like a carpenter?
Armor?
I don't even know who would sell a bow. Like a weapon? Like a quartermaster?
You're going to have more luck just at a general store.
At the general store, then. Mom and Pop, some hardtack, some corn pone, some egg pone, and some crossbones.
Sand in the pone, dry as a bone.
I don't even understand.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. And you have how many of those?
Cinco.
They'll give you a clean hundo for the set.
You know, it's below market value, but hey, I took these off of corpses. Ain't going to complain.
I have...
I'm just trying to turn a profit over here.
I have two of them. Can I sell two of these to you also?
Yeah, I'll give you 30 for the package.
Oh, okay. Actually, hang on. Can I just give you one of these? I guess I should hang on to the other one in case I need it.
Sure, I'll give you 10.
All right. That seems weird. That's fine.
There's definitely something I wanted to do, and I don't remember what it is. Oh, tinkering gear. Can I buy some more tinkering gear?
Seems you probably should.
So back here, like, enough tinkering gear to make one embers costs 15 GP.
Yeah.
How much? I'm flush with cash.
10.
I just want to buy like...
10.
Excuse me?
10. Buy 10.
10 of them?
Yeah.
150?
Yeah, who cares? Buy 10.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy 150 GP's worth of tinkering gear.
Okay.
But
I'm going to call them 10 tinkering units.
That's fine. That makes sense.
Great.
I would like to go to the apothecary with my exotic animal parts. So I've got tree ant bark.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure will help all sorts of boners stay boners.
I mean, it is wood.
It's wood.
It seems appropriate. Yeah.
I've also got 10 square feet of bat wings, of like of the bat skin, like that chocolate milk skin that bats are made of.
Oh, no.
And I think that was actually all the weird animal parts that I took this time. But the tree and bark sure was a lot of work. So I'd like to sell those.
Yeah, the lady running the apothecary today is a wily one. Roll me a percentile.
Ooh, okay. 83.
She gives you 83 gold.
All right. That makes my math life harder, but that's fine.
She can just give you 80 if you want.
Look, I still can't do the math. It's fine.
An even 10 it is.
No. Also, I want to pull her aside pretty quietly and be like, I also have some meat. Is this a human I'm talking to? What's the risk?
I'm also standing there because I wanted to talk to her as well when you were done. I'm just waiting patiently.
She's an elf.
Do I notice what Farron's doing?
I don't know. Are you guys following each other around? You don't have your own fucking shit to do?
I need apothecary shit.
You're right. I probably was just buying my tinkering shit at the general store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go, I've got some meat from long pigs.
The long pork. The other white meat.
She leans down to you a crazy glint appears in her eye, and she excitedly says to you, "No common."
No comment.
No common.
No common.
She doesn't speak.
No
common.
Speak common.
Okay.
But you're a half elf. Just speak to her in Elvish.
Oh yeah. I like to say whatever. Do we have like a slang term, like a racial slang term for humans in Elvish? Is it like round ears or something?
I was thinking it has to be something with the ears, right?
So I'm gonna say I've got some round
short ear lives,
meat.
Half lives.
Yeah,
fast deads.
Some fleeting round ear meat, and if she's interested, like I understand, obviously if she doesn't want it, like I'm not gonna judge, but if she does, like I have some to sell.
She's not interested. I'm sorry.
Hey, no problem. I guess I'll just enjoy this myself.
I just don't want to introduce that into my fantasy town.
That's fair.
Zach will just keep bringing people.
Sam was like, they're gonna go on adventures, and we were like, now we're gonna butcher all of the animals.
Well, actually. I've got to make money too. Like, it's not my fault that money. Yeah. It's capitalism's fault that I'm like this.
That's consumption under Sam's capitalism.
Well, fine. I'll just have to. It'll come in handy. We'll feed it to a monster or something.
I'm sure we will.
Does she only speak Elvish?
I don't know. What language are you trying?
I try Orc.
What you trying, stranger?
I say, I have these flowers. I think they would be good for a potion, but I'm not sure what kind. Can you help me figure that out? We could split it.
She says no common.
Farron,
you want? Yeah.
Farron, can you help?
Yeah. Do you just want me to do a quick little translation for you there?
Yeah, that'd be great if you could. So I have these flowers, and I think I can make a potion out of them, but I'm not sure what kind. And I thought she might know since she does that.
So my green-eared friend would like to...
I wave.
Would like to... you don't know what I'm saying.
I know, I'm just waving. I'm just waving because I like people.
For fun. She'd like to make a potion out of some flowers that she found, but doesn't know how. So she's offering to split the potions with you if you can help her make potions out of the flowers that she's gathered. What do you say to that?
How about a trade?
She wants to know if you would trade.
Trade what for what?
Trade what for what?
herbs for potions?
So, she would trade herbs for potions. So the herbs you have for potions.
Like, would she make potions out of the herbs? I'm sorry, I'm just getting confused.
What potions would you trade us?
Invisibility potions.
So she'll give us an invisibility potion if you give her the herb.
Do I know what these flowers are? Like, do I know if they're, like, worth more than that?
My guess is they're not.
My guess is they are, because...
This is a great new voice you're working on. I love it, buddy. Speaking of things you're working on, how's that dagger I tasked you with creating?
I finished it.
Oh, okay. So, what's the deal?
It's poison.
Oh, how so? How is it poison?
So I'll just give you the mechanical end. It's poison that slowly builds, so if you hit with it, your opponent makes a DC 15 con save. If they fail, then they're poisoned. They'll take D4 poison damage on their turn, and then their next turn they take 2d4, their next turn they take 3d4, so the longer the fight goes on, the more intense the poison gets.
Okay, and then just for, like, mechanical-wise, I assume that's the start of their turn they take D4 poison damage?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, well, that sounds pretty great. I like a poison dagger. How much is that bad boy gonna run me?
800 gold.
Oh, well, that's it? Yeah, here you go. And I give Crumb 800 gold.
Word. They are.
Okay.
I go...
Well, I guess it depends on how much you value invisibility potions, really.
I don't.
I value them a lot.
That's crazy. It's like you've never watched Porky's.
Oh my god, dude.
But I will say, Gretchen, just shake your head angrily no, because it's the first offer. We're just going to barter, okay? So even we might be able to get this whatever, just say absolutely not. Just real serious.
I try to look angry in my face, and then I shake my head.
I go, she doesn't want to do that. Is there any way you could sweeten the pot, perhaps?
She says to you in common, get your weak ploy out of my store.
I go, no common.
Oh, I think we've been bamboozled. Bye.
I leave. I can't believe it.
Please come again.
God damn it.
Don't need an invisibility potion to disappear. And I run out the door.
I go, wow, that was pretty good. I'm going to write that down.
Just take all of it. It's fine.
Do we meet up back at the Cone of Cold Ones?
Yeah.
No cop.
Nappy time.
Oh, I'm...
If you want it to be.
So I have human meat.
I'm asking my compatriots, not you.
So...
Fuck.
I go, oh...
Don't...
Gimbal, can I get some of the poisoned darts that were in that chunk of meat? Can I get a couple of those?
You know, I really wish you could, but that weird explosion burned up all that meat.
Oh, I was gonna poison my manatee meat with it. Never mind, I forgot about that fire.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess we could just hit the hay, rest up.
Tyler, don't blow up this town if we go to sleep. We need this one.
I didn't blow up the last one.
I'm just telling you out of character. Like, don't try to do it. Don't do it.
I don't see any goblins around here.
Not anymore, thanks to those explosions. Yeah, so, I mean, I can either, like, perform... I can do a quick snippet of an epic poem that I'm working on at the tavern. Or if you go to bed.
I would like the poem, if that's okay.
I don't mind.
Whatever we've got. I mean, this is... I mean, so it's still a work in progress, obviously. It's not done.
Sure.
But I just want to workshop it.
Yep.
So this is called The Ballad of Farron Demon Piercer.
Oh.
Deep into the infernal plain, noble Farron makes his way. Hunting dark and twisted beasts, our hero will make them pay. Accompanied by none other than his psychic gorilla scoots, powerful arms and gnashing teeth, from his brain lasers he shoots. Astride his noble primate mount, proud Farron braves the depths. Facing horrors beyond imagining, the fright would steal your breath. Tricked into the realm of darkness by a cruel scheme, visions of his life's greatest foe haunt good Farron's dreams. Galloping through fiery plains atop his fearsome mount, handsome Farron seeks the source of evil, the eternal malignant fount. Finding hell woefully devoid of worthy foes, heroic Farron and wondrous scoots, deeper still they go. From burning heat and blood-fueled rage on the upper floors, second hell more horrible still, full of dark, cold, and snores. So boring was this awful realm, no bard on earth could bear. Between Farron and scoots, not a single smile to share. But from the chilly doldrums of this barren, wasted land, wise Farron finds an unlikely ally who can lend a hand. Atop galloping gorilla, Farron arrives center stage, and who is this supporting actor locked in an icy cage? This inquisition rhetorical, a mere device allegorical, I introduce Gimbal, the half-mad tinkerer gnome. Honing his skills and his arts so deep and far from home. With the white-hot touch of nimble hands, Farron melts hearts and ice alike. With our count of heroes augmenting, the adventurer's iron is primed to strike. And we'll leave it there, introducing our new secondary character, Gimbal the Gnome.
I like that last part a lot.
It's cool. It seems like, I think it's just what happened.
A true retelling of what happened.
He rode scoots?
Yes, and he could definitely shoot lasers out of his brain.
He didn't tell us he couldn't do that, I guess, so maybe. Right.
So we can only assume he can.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a free night, for sure.
Super.
That was great.
Thank you.
Yes, very good, Zach. Like, in real life.
For real, Zach.
Excellent job, yeah.
These are wonderful.
Thank you, guys.
This is just making me be like, the one class I cannot play... If I play in the next season of this podcast is a bard.
Right.
I'm not trying to do that.
You can't step up.
Honestly, the trick is you just wake up at like 1 in the morning inspired. And you have to just write it down. Yeah. Sometimes at work, when I don't feel like working, I will just work on poems for the podcast.
Yeah.
But I told my boss that I do that. I go, sometimes I just write poems when I'm like eating. I say when I'm eating lunch, which is a lie. When I'm eating lunch, I'm eating lunch. And she was like, that's really cool. You'll have to read them to me sometime. And so I have to make them extra good.
That's fun.
So you'll be unsurprised to learn that you level up when you
sleep. Oh, yeah. Man. Get ready for me to be the greatest caster of all time.
I'm ready.
Mystery D8. Follow us on Twitter @mystery_D8, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.